Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight is ADHD parents raising ADHD kids. How does that work? And with us in a pre-recorded session in our virtual studios is Dr. Patricia Quinn. This show was pre-recorded, basically due to some conflicts and stuff like that, but we're going to run it in entirety, so if you'll just bear with us, we're going to run this thing, and we hope you enjoy it. We've got an exciting show today. Our topic is ADHD parents raise ADHD kids. How does that work? I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and with us today in our virtual studios is Dr. Patricia Quinn. Dr. Quinn is a developmental pediatrician in Washington, D.C. area, a graduate of Georgetown University Medical School. She specializes in child development, and I have a hard time tripping this word, psychopharmacology.
That's right.
She gives workshops nationwide and has appeared on Lifetime TV's New Attitudes, the PBS show, To the Contrary, and recently Good Morning America. Dr. Quinn is the author of several books on ADHD. These include best-selling book Putting on the Brakes, A Young People's Guide to Understanding Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder for Children Age 8 to 12, Understanding Girls with ADHD, Attention Girls, A Guide to Learning All About Your ADHD, and her other books in the field also include Understanding Women with ADHD and Gender Issues, and plus ADHD Research, Diagnosis, and Treatment, co-authored with Dr. Kathleen Nadell. Dr. Quinn does live in the D.C. area with her husband and four children, three of whom have ADHD. So with that, welcome to the show, Dr. Quinn.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate you agreeing to come on to talk about this topic, because it's fascinating to me. Personally, I have two kids, and they are very, very, very involved, swimming every day, or soccer, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, volleyball, soccer tournaments on this week, over the weekends, camping trips over the weekends. It's like I just want to go back to work, because from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock, it's just bedlam in our house. And to think about somebody who has ADHD having to manage all this stuff with other ADHD people is just amazing to me. So with you having your ADHD and three kids, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience, and we'll kind of get into some of the other stuff?
Oh, I'll be happy to. The most important thing that I have to say is you have to have fun, and you have to have a sense of humor, and you also have to forgive yourself and your kids. I think that's the most important kind of viewpoint you need to take on this whole issue. It's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Things aren't going to run smoothly. I think one of the things that was really important that both of my kids and I took away from this, the lesson we took away, was to forgive ourselves and to understand ADHD better. I have a huge problem with time management, being on time to pick them up, forgetting to pick them up. And boy, they had to do a lot of forgiving of me as a mom with ADHD. But, you know, then they were able to, you know, we'd laugh about it, we'd talk about it, and they were able to, you know, kind of find things, know that I'm not perfect and that I wasn't expecting them to be perfect. And that made a huge difference in the way we related.
That stands out to me, because you're not trying to be perfect, and you're almost modeling to them that they're not perfect. So it takes the pressure off a little bit, it seems to me, and allows you guys to have the fun with it.
It's only spilt milk, you know. I mean, that's it. You can't get upset with this whole thing. And I think if parents, you know, can change their perspective on, you know, what I'm expecting of my kids, what I'm expecting of myself, and be really forgiving and say, you know, I'm doing the best I can. So obviously, there are things we're going to have to work on, and there were things I had to work on. I had to get notebooks. Now, because of all those schedules you talked about with four kids, I have four mm-hmm. kids, they all had schedules, they all had things that needed to go back and forth to school. We had a whiteboard in the kitchen, you know, we had a notebook, and it was everyone's responsibility to come home and put in the little envelope folder in their section of the notebook things that I needed to sign. I only went to the notebook. That was my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Their responsibility, again, you know, this is a team effort. We're all working together here.
Mm-hmm.
I think, too, a lot of time parents take on too much. You know, they're responsible for everything. And it doesn't teach their kids how they need to participate in, again, solutions for their own ADHD. So, for example, if it's not in the notebook and I don't see it, I don't sign it, you don't get to go to the field trip. You know, and that was kind of, you know, how we dealt with it. We had this notebook that was our solution as a family, and that's how we dealt with some of these things.
I'm kind of hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, is in managing your time and your organization is that you actually delegated some of this to the kids, which is actually kind of a good thing because it actually teaches them responsibility along the way, even though it might not be perfect. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. You know, it's their ADHD too,
and they have
to know how to handle it, what they need to do. They need to be their own self-advocate. They need to ask for things if they need it. They need to, if they really want me to remember something, they need to make sure that I'm, you know, just like if I want them to really remember something, I have to make sure. You know, if I'm peeling potatoes at the kitchen sink and somebody comes in and says something to me, they better make sure that I stop peeling potatoes, that I look at them, that I understand, that I repeat what they've just said and that I've processed it. I follow the same with my kids. If I want them to follow a direction I've given them, I stop what I'm doing, they stop what they're doing, we look at each other, they make sure they understand it. So it kind of works both ways, and I have modeled. You see, I think being a parent with ADHD is not a bad thing. There are some things that, you know, we wish didn't happen. I wish I was on time picking them up. But you know what? I was able to model for them appropriate parenting behaviors, appropriate behaviors for when you want someone to understand what's going on. I want you to repeat it. Now, Mom, you're picking me up at 3 o'clock, right? Yes, I'm picking you up at 3 o'clock. And if I want them to, now you're going to take it downstairs from your room today. Yes, I'm taking it down. So we model the behaviors for each other in the stop, look, and listen technique, where you both stop what you're doing, you both listen to what's going on, and then you repeat back to make sure you've heard and understood. So, you know, they had to do that to me just like I had to do that to them. And it was really a technique. I've seen them. Some of my children are married now and have children, not all of them. But I've seen them model that with their kids, where they get down and kneel in front of them and make sure they're looking at them when they're talking. So,
wow.
You know, it does help.
I'm listening to you from a coach's perspective. And you just reeled off a whole bunch of nuggets, and I kind of like to just kind of highlight that for some of our listeners, because I think when you go into the parenting world, you know, most of the stuff is they talk about tips and structures and stuff like that, which is a lot of the issues for the parents with ADHD. But a few things that you said that from a coaching perspective, I really think stand out. One of it is the delegate thing, because I can't tell you, I'm in Tampa, Florida, and every December I get so many calls from students that are going to University of Tampa or University of South Florida. Actually, their parents are calling me because their kids went off to school and they don't even know how to pack their lunch. They don't know how to do anything. So in a sense, you're delegating it to help yourself, but also mentoring your kids to learn those types of things when the time comes from college, they already kind of know how to do that. And I really want to highlight, because I think that's absolutely brilliant. And in a way, I'm hearing you say, well, I do this because it takes the pressure off of me.
Absolutely. It took the pressure. I mean, I have ADHD. I'm, you know, it's part of who I am. It took the pressure off me, but it also did teach them. I mean, we had a
– Yep.
Another weekend home that we went to, and at the age of four, beginning at the age of four, my kids had to pack their own suitcases. You know, we bought them each a suitcase
with
their own name on it. They had to pack their own. Well, one weekend, my daughter, who has ADHD, forgot her underwear. Guess what? To this day, that girl overpacks because she's not going to forget her underwear again.
Well, the experience is the best lesson, right?
It is. And, you know, it helped me as a mother with my ADHD and a working mother, which most of, I'm sure, your listeners are also working in today's economy. Most families have both parents working. So you're working, you have ADHD, you have four kids, three of whom have ADHD. You know, there's a lot of stressors going on, and you have to learn survival techniques for how to deal with this. But I think you're right on. I mean, my last two books, you reeled off a lot of that I've written, but my last two books that just came out within the last 4 months, were a book for parents called it's called Ready for Takeoff, and it's a book for parents of teens with ADHD of how to get their teens ready for college. And you start in ninth grade, not in 12th grade or 2 weeks before they go off. And it's a whole list. Again, it's actually telling the story that we're telling is that you need to adopt a coaching model of parenting, that's what's going to work in helping your kids find the solutions to what's going on and empowering your kid versus enabling your child, which is a lot of enabling going on today.
I love that. And again, from what you said earlier, when you said, when you look at your child, repeat what they just said. If you're doing that to your kid to get them to kind of do that, and the kid's doing back to you because you're saying I have ADHD, it's funny because all of a sudden, like you're both working together by being imperfect, or the stop, look, and listen,
right.
by doing that and actually being human and making your own mistakes and tell your kid, hey, mom, stop, look, and listen. It just seems to me that's such a team approach that is really powerful.
You're empowering them and saying, you're responsible for some of this, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help you, which is a more coaching model.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to own this, and we have to find the solution and work on it. But, you're ultimately the one who's responsible for this. And, I wrote that book because a mother called me one August crying because she was worried her son would not get up in the morning and take his meds and go to his first class. And I asked her, does your son get up now as a senior and take his meds and get to his first class and get to school? No. I said, well, he's not going to do it a week from now or 2 weeks from now. And so I said, you have your answer. He's going to have trouble at college remembering to take his meds and get up to get to his first class and wake up in the morning. The second book is called On Your Own, and it's a book for teens to help them deal with the skills they need to be successful in college and to get those skills before they go. And that's what we're trying to do, empower, whether you're a parent, I'm right now trying to empower you as a parent to say, you have some solutions here. And again, some of the tips, you can read lots of books on parenting. You can read lots of books for parents of kids with ADHD. Those may not work for you if you have ADHD. And you need to kind of say, okay, what do I need here? What works? How do I have to adapt what's here? How do I have to maybe do this a little bit differently? And also forgive yourself.
Patricia, I'd like to go to a break right now. When we come back, I'd like to kind of delve in about where to find information and that stuff that you were kind of talking about. But before we go to break, for our guests or listeners that might want to contact you, I understand the best place to do that is on your website, right?
Yes, our website is www.advance.com. So it's the word advance with two D's. And there's a contact us button on there. And I get all those emails, and I answer them all. Depending on how many I get, you may get a shorter response. But don't worry, I do answer them all.
And that's advance.com.
That's correct.
And with that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org. Or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referred name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Dr. Quinn talking about ADHD parents raising ADHD kids. How does that work? Before the break, we were... Dr. Quinn was sharing us a little bit about her family and some of the things that she does, mentoring her children, sharing responsibilities, trying to kind of help them along, and actually delegating some of the organization things that she does to kids as a way to kind of move them along. And before the break, we started talking about, or she was alluding to, going out and finding tips on parenting to help. And Dr. Quinn, you didn't say this, but I was reading through the lines, a lot of the tips about parenting, they've involved tips about structure and organization, stuff like that, and a lot of those are written by non-ADD parents. Can you comment on that?
A lot of them are written by non-ADD professionals for non-ADD parents, which don't help if you have ADHD very often. So I think you need to, you know, if you're looking at some of those tips, you may find some that work, you may find some that need to be adapted. And you may find that none of them work, and that's okay. You need to look for creative solutions. And I think that's part of the message, that you need to look for ways that work for you and your family. And I think that you also need to – and Dr. Nadeau and I wrote a series of guidelines. We call it ADD Friendly Living, and we have a book called When Moms and Kids Have ADD. And as part of those guidelines, we talk about creative solutions. But I think two very important aspects of this is taking care of yourself and your own ADHD. You know, moms and dads are very good at giving and putting their kids first and, you know, and thinking more about their families than themselves. But if you have ADHD, you need to take care of yourself and your own ADHD. And as they say, you need to put on your oxygen mask first.
Mm-hmm.
One of those may be taking quiet time for yourself. So I always say, you know, in many instances of conflict resolution, it's not the kid that needs the time out, it's the parent that needs the time out before they deal with the kid. And things would go much smoother and lessons learned if we weren't reacting as well. But I think you need to be able to, one of the things, we used to take timeouts, and we used to talk about timeouts. My youngest daughter started timeouts at 18 months. She knew she had to go sit on the stair. But we, as we grew up, you know, they'd say to me, Mom, I think you need a timeout now.
Mm-hmm.
And or I should say, does Mommy need a timeout? Or I'd say, Mommy needs a timeout. I'm going to go rest now.
Yep.
You know, and you have to be able to say that. You know, when I talk to parents and kids, I say, how many think timeout is a punishment? And, you know, almost everybody universally raises their hand. Timeout isn't a punishment. Timeout is a place to go to get yourself back together so you can deal with the issues at hand, whether it's picking up all your toys or whether it's dealing with the whatever your kids have or have not just done. So, you know, timeout is a place for me to go to get myself back together again, whether I'm 18 months or 18 years or 81 years old. And so we need to kind of understand that we need more time, that we need more time to ourselves to organize our brains. We need to take a break. We need to take a deep breath. We need to not react. You know, a lot of what we saw in studies that were done looking at ADHD parenting was a lot of reacting. You know, that's where the yelling comes from, and that's where a lot of the other issues come from. So if we can not react, if we can go someplace, get ourselves together, and come back. And our kids with ADHD do better. You know, if you confront them and say, you know, they're the only one who's been in the living room for the last 3 days and there's a lamp broken in there, and, you know, you say to them, who broke that lamp? They go, I don't know, you know, I have no idea. Well, again, you're confronting them. If you say, gee, the lamp's broken, maybe we should go think about it and come back and talk about it and see if we can figure out who broke that lamp. You know, well, that's a little bit different, and you're probably going to find out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one thing. And the other thing is a family meeting and working on solutions together. And letting your kids come up with solutions, because as you know, there's a lot of buy-in. If it's your idea, you're really going to buy into this to make it work. So family meetings, quiet time, using timeout properly really, really work for all these things. And you can generate your own solutions very often to these problems and won't need these lists that don't work.
As you were talking about the timeout thing, kind of resonating with me, because you're right. Everybody thinks of it as a negative, but it can be a positive. It's like mommy needs to go to timeout to take the pressure off and for me to regroup, and maybe you need to take a timeout to clean up the room. And you said that, and then led into the family meeting thing. And I'm trying to think of, I'm a listener trying to get a nugget out of here. And a lot of what we're talking about is you have to do it differently. You have to be kind of creative. And the family meeting is really an environment, particularly if you include the kids, where you can be creative and the kids can kind of be creative, and you're really starting to model that behavior, because when they get out of high school and they go to college and the rest of their life, they too are going to have to be creative, come up with creative solutions. So this is brilliant.
Those are the two. If quiet time, well, taking care of your own ADHD, and part of that may be the quiet time, but quiet time for everybody and family meetings. And with those two tools, you will be able to find solutions to what's going on within your unique family. And believe me, as we all know, every family is unique. And that's
absolutely
why a lot of these tools and tips that that you get, not the tools, a lot of tips you get don't work for, you read it and say, this is the same old thing, I've read this before, it doesn't work, And I can't do this. Create a morning routine. Well, how do I create a morning routine that works? I worked with a family once that they created a fabulous morning routine. They blasted music on a boombox through the house, and everybody went through various tasks based on what music was playing. And when Irish eyes were smiling, everyone had to be at the table for breakfast. It's a creative solution depending on it's kind of reveille for everyone to wake up, and then you do this while you come out of the shower when this is over, and then you're finished dressing when this is over, and by when this song comes up, we're all at the table. It worked for them.
Absolutely. I want to go to our second break real quick. Again, our listeners, if you go to addvance.com and click on the contact button, you can send an email to Patricia, and she swears she answers all of them. So if you want to contact her, that's the best way to do it. And so let's go to the second break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit: Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention@attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We have Patricia Quinn in our virtual studio, and we're talking about being an ADHD parent, raising ADHD kids. During the break, I was just kind of thinking about taking care of yourself, and I just want to, for our listeners, draw your attention. We did a show, I think it was back in February or March, with Dr. Olivardia talking about the impact of ADHD and sleep, and it was a fascinating show because we talked about lack of sleep actually increases the ADHD symptoms. So if you're not, if you're distracted or you're having a hard time focusing and you're tired, it just makes those symptoms that much worse. Further, it was fascinating because in that show he said they're starting to find that there's a link between being lack of sleep and overeating. And so we did another show about a month ago with him just talking about that link between ADHD and weight issues, and more studies are starting to suggest that. So by not taking that time for yourself, being overtired is just going to exasperate some of your challenges and can lead to weight and all kinds of other issues. That's why that stuff is really so important. I just wanted to highlight that it's hard to do, but it's really important.
Absolutely. The stress and lack of sleep, and we also know that women with ADHD eat for various reasons, don't even know what they're eating because of their distractibility, impulsivity, that eating disorders are very common in women and girls with ADHD.
Dr. Quinn, you were talking a little bit about like the morning routine, citing an example and stuff, Can you speak to some of the people, our listeners out there who, you know, I want to have a routine, but I kind of struggle. You got any tips for that crowd to kind of help them formulate something?
Well, I think, again, a word we started out with is very important, delegate. You know, so many of us take everything upon ourselves and think it's our responsibility to do everything. And as part of the family meeting, again, you can talk about, okay, everybody needs to get out of the house in the morning. What can we do the night before? You were talking about kids making their own lunches, having a box by the front door where everyone puts everything in that needs to go out in the morning so you're not running around looking for everything. You know, making sure the night before you have all your clothes out and your shoes out and that kind of thing. And having kids, again, responsible for that kind of thing. A lot of times you have to put up with mismatched socks, but you have to let things go. And that's again, part of what we're talking about. We're not aiming for perfection here. We're progress towards a goal. And I think it's really important to be able to say, okay, you know, we need to get out in the morning by a certain time. Here's what everybody has to do. What can you do? What can you do to help? Can you make lunches for everyone? Can we take turns making lunches? You know, and really delegate and say, okay, who's going to do what with all of this? And I think that's really important. I think also, one more thing I want to say since the time is getting short, just celebrating together. I have a sister, obviously I have a lot of people with ADHD in my family. I have a sister with ADHD, and she said, you know, I never know what's going to happen with my kids, but I always know it's going to be fun. And what I'll be doing with my kids, but I always know it's going to be fun. She says, you know, they have the best Halloween costumes, and I may spend days not do laundry, not do this, not do that, because I'm making them these fabulous Halloween costumes. But we have a great time doing it, and they're really happy. And, you know, again, that's what we're talking about in life, and that's what I'm talking about with forgiving yourselves. And, you know, so she forgot to take out the Thanksgiving turkey, and it was frozen, and they all had to have pizza. But you know what? They had fun because she forgot to do something, you know, that doesn't matter. So I think that's, again, another piece. You know, if you don't have the perfect morning routine, if your kid ends up with two different colored socks in the morning, it's still okay. And, you know, this response or this day is only going to be one in numerous days that we do have together. And as you know, kids grow up too soon and they're gone. And you want to have some of these life lessons that are positive. I always say, you know, if your husband only took you out to dinner when you had all the ironing done, very few of us would be going out to dinner.
That's a great way to put it.
And you know what? So we have to say, you know, this isn't perfect here, and we can still celebrate, and we can still have fun, and we're still okay. And that's the bottom line.
Dr. Quinn, this is I can't tell you how much I appreciate coming to the show. At a high level, really kind of what I've been listening to, just thinking about our conversation, and it's really not necessarily the top 10 list of obvious solutions to kind of be a parent and stuff like that. It's really more about integrating the whole family, delegating, mentoring, and working together as a team to find out what works for your team, not trying to do it a certain way that's prescribed. It's about, you know, having the family meetings, giving yourself time out, delegating it, and working together just to find out what works. Because at the end of the day, if what works is not necessarily something that's normal, but gets everybody out of the house in the morning or gets everybody in, you know, if it works, it works. And that's what's really powerful is you really do it your way, not necessarily another way. And if you're struggling with the obvious solutions, maybe look for the not so obvious because who knows, it might work for you.
And have fun while you're doing it.
Absolutely. I forgot that piece, but that's the most important part. So, Dr. Quinn, thank you very much again for coming on. Again, if you would like to contact her, just go to addvance.com. With that, thanks again, Dr. Quinn, and everyone, tune in next week for another episode of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.
Thanks for inviting me.